to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. Today we are looking at the issue of cancer and how it's affecting women. We are looking at the issues that affect those that may suspect that they have cancer or have somebody that has cancer. We are lucky to have with us in the studio the General Manager of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, Mrs. Junior Mavu. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Mavu.
Welcome, Marvelous, and welcome, listeners.
Mrs. Mavu, looking at October, we see that it's Cancer Awareness Month. What are you doing in Zimbabwe to make women aware of the dangers of cancer?
October is Breast Cancer Month, and it's commemorated worldwide. So as Cancer Association in Zimbabwe, we also have activities that we do in regards with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. On Friday, on the 4th, we had Pink Day, when the general public come to the Cancer Association and have a lecture on breast cancer by an oncologist. We do education awareness on breast cancer from January to December, although we commemorate it in October. There are also other organizations that are doing a lot of education, a lot of activities, walks in regards with breast cancer.
What are some of the other cancers that you have seen that are commonly affecting women in Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe, the most common cancer that's killing women is cervical cancer, followed by breast cancer. We also have Kaposi's sarcoma, lymphomas, but breast and cervical cancer are the major cause of death in women.
What are the warning signs?
In terms of breast cancer, we encourage every woman, even males, to examine their breast. Once you are familiar with your breast, you then detect any abnormalities that can be there, like lumps, discharge, swelling of the breast. So we encourage women to examine themselves every month, 3 to 4 days post their period. Somebody who's not having their period, they can choose a day in a month which they examine themselves regularly. And when you discover that you've got something that you don't know what it is, then we encourage them to go to their nearest clinics, their GPs, or even visiting the Cancer Association.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. Today we are looking at the issue of cancer and how it's affecting women. What are the warning signs for cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer, in the early stages, there are no signs. That's why we encourage women to go and have themselves screened through pap smears, visual inspection with acetic acid. Once you see signs like bleeding, backache, then the cancer is advanced. So we encourage women to go and have themselves screened, because that's when the abnormalities can be detected early.
How important is it for women to be detected early for any one of these two cancers, be it a breast or cervical cancer?
It is very important, because the earlier the better. If you come late, even the treatment becomes very difficult. So we encourage women to detect cancer early so that their chances of being treated are also high.
Are there any causes of these two cancers, be it breast or cervical, that women can learn about?
In terms of cervical cancer, the main causative is a virus called the human papillomavirus. It's a sexually transmitted virus. So that's why we then encourage women to have pap smears and visual inspection, acetic acid, because any changes on the cervix can be detected early, and also treatment can be initiated early. In terms of breast cancer, if you've got a family history, your mom, your sister suffered from breast cancer, then that person's risk of developing breast cancer is high. People who have never breastfed, people who didn't have children, stress causes also breast cancer, diet. So all these things, we want women to know, to be aware of them, so that at least they can protect themselves.
And how affordable are these screening tests for either breast cancer or cervical cancer?
In terms of breast cancer, you can do yourself breast exam at home every month. Maybe once a year you can go for a mammogram. In terms of cervical cancer, many municipality clinics are offering the VIAC, visual inspection with acetic acid, for free. So every woman is encouraged to go and have this test, because it detects the cancer early and treatment can be initiated early also.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Junior Mavu, the General Manager of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, for having time to chat with the women of Zimbabwe and everywhere else about the issues of cancer affecting women.
Thank you, Mavu.